We'll be beginning now our last major unit of Hilchos Nida. We will not have time to do justice to it, but we'll do the best that we can in the next couple of weeks. And that is the topic of Vestos. Perhaps it more correctly is Visasos, and Vestos as opposed to Vest, but the colloquialism is to refer to the terminology as Vest and Vestos, as opposed to Vestos or Visasos. But if any Bali Tiptoe here, don't correct us. The Gemara has in Daf Tzayin of an Aleph a machlokes v'shaiva, and it assumes it's a machlokes amarayim after whether vestos the rice or vestos the rabbanon. So vestos for our purposes mean a time at which a woman expects to have a riyas dam, and the context in the Gemara over here is the nature of the requirement of bidika on that yom havest. So we're talking here in the sugya about a vest kavua. Vest kavua means that a woman always sees or expects to see at a certain interval or a certain day of the month. We will discuss, or maybe we won't have too much time to discuss, various types of vestos. But we're talking about whatever flavor of vest kavua we have. So when it comes to a vest kavua, there's a requirement of performing a bedika. So the Gemara raises the question, what happens if the bedika is not performed? And a woman performs a bedika sometimes after the yom havest. So do we assume that vestos d'araisa, meaning chazaka orach bismanaba, we presume that the woman saw dam at the time that she was expecting to have dam, and even if she didn't actually notice a dam, if she failed to perform a bedika on that day, we assume the dam definitely came and she'll be tameya. If you assume that vestos derabbanan, so we downgraded a notch, and if a bedika was not performed on the yom havest, but a bedika was performed subsequent to that and the woman discovered that there was no dam, then she remains tahora. So that's a question that Gemara raises here as to whether vestos d'araisa or vestos d'rabbanan. Here is in the context of how strong is the requirement for a bedika under those circumstances, and what would happen if a bedika was not performed post facto. So again, within the context of a vest kavua, that's how the Gemara frames the question as to whether vestos d'araisa or vestos d'rabbanan. How do we assume l'halacha? So Tosfos here writes, Dibur Maskel v'Rav Nachman, we assume l'alacha vestos are d'rabbanan. After all, this is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and the Gemara here, and Chal Godol that alacha k'rav v'isuri. And therefore, if a woman fails to perform a bedika on the yom havest and subsequently discover that she was still tahora, she remains tahora l'baila, even though l'kachila she should have performed a bedika on the yom havest. That is the position of Rov Rishonim in the context of this sugya, that vestos are derabbanan. So, for example, the Chavos Das writes in Sivkat and Dalet, it's a parenthetical line at the end of that piece of the Chavos Das. It's not his point, but he happens to mention there that since vestos are derabbanan, let's say a woman even has a vest kavua. So she always sees at 20-day intervals, or she always sees on the 20th day of the month. So, but she forgot what day is the yom havest. So she knows she has the vest kavua, but she forgot what day the yom havest falls on. So because vest is only d'rabbanan, so every day is a safek, it's a safek on a din d'rabbanan, so she doesn't have to observe the yom havest on any day mi safek, because vestos d'rabbanan. How that fits into the Ron's principle that you can't say safek d'rabbanan l'kula in the situation where then you result in a time that's in d'rabbanan, we could talk about why that's probably not the same thing. Okay, so even though the initial discussion of Gemara here is in the context of bedikos, we will discuss bedikos primarily a little bit later on into the Limud. Beyond one minor context that comes up in the beginning of the Siman. So in the beginning of Siman Kufay Dalid, The Mechaber writes, Rov Hanashin Yesh Lehem Bisasos, or Bestos, Liros Bisman Yadua. So most women have a vest, it means a vest kavua. Kigon Me Esrim Le Esrim Yom, Omi Lamed Le Lamed Yom. So the Mechaber begins by writing, most women have a vest kavua. But nowadays, that's generally speaking no longer the case. Most women these days do not have a vest kavua. Okay. So the Gemara says in Daf Yudbeis, the Gemara has the following shayla. Yudbeis Amun Avach at the very top, Bo minei Rabbi Zeira mi Rabbi Yehuda. Isha mahu shetivdok atma labayla. Must a woman be bodekas herself? Labayla. What does labayla mean? So Tosas writes, so is a woman obligated to perform a bidika before tashmish? Sounds like all the time. Amar le, the Gemara continues, so Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Zeira, lo tivdok, no, she should not perform a bidika the way Tosas understood kodem tashmish. The Gemara asks, what do you have to lose? What's the downside of performing a bedika kodem tashmish? Imkein libo nokvo pirish uparish. We're concerned that if a woman is going to perform a bedika kodem tashmish, the Tosfos explains here in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, the husband's going to get nervous. He'll say, why is my wife performing a bedika? It must be that she had a hargasha, and that's why she's performing a bedika, and he's going to get nervous that maybe she had a hargasha, maybe she is tameya, and he will be parish. So therefore, it is not only not required, but inadvisable to perform a bedika kodem tashmish. Okay, so that is the Gemara here, the way Tosfos understands the Gemara. Okay, the Shaila was, is there a requirement of performing Bedika Kodem Tashmish? The answer is no, because of Libo Nokva Upirish. The Rabbeinu Simcha, quoted in the Agos Maimonios Perek Daladi Surei Bia Oskaf, Agos Maimonios Perek Daladi Surei Bia Oskaf, seems to have had a different understanding of the Gemara, because Rabbeinu Simcha there writes that before Tashmish, it's a mitzvah libdok. Afterwards, after Tashmish, two versions. In the Beis Yosei citation of the Rabbeinu Simcha, it says, after Tashmish, usher libdok. In the Rabbeinu Simcha, the Gos Maimonios, it says, after Tashmish, is a Rashai Libdok. So before Tashmish is a mitzvah, after Tashmish is either Aser or Rashai. Okay? So according to Tosfos of Fanenu, Kodem Tashmish sounds like Aser Libdok. According to Beinu Simcha, it is mitzvah Libdok. The Darkei Moshe here quotes a number of later Rishonim, a middle of later Rishonim, Ariel and Agur or Zeruah, that sound like the Rabbeinu Simcha, although if you look in the footnote in the Talmud Dvar version of the Torah, he points out that if you look closely at some of the Rishonim, the way we have them, they don't quite sound the way that the Darkei Moshe presents. So, be that as it may, according to Tosfos, his understanding of the Gemara, Kodem Tashmish is Aser. According to the Rabbeinu Simcha, Kodem Tashmish is Mutter. The Rambam writes in Perek Dal in Halacha Tezayin, Hatznuos einan mishamshos ashi yivdiku asma tchila kodem tashmish. So the practice of the tznuos was to always perform a bedika kodem tashmish. The isha she'ein lavest asur l'shamish ashi tivdok. If a woman does not have a vest, so then we're concerned that maybe she's going to see dam at any random time. So then she must perform a bedika kodem tashmish. If she's yesh laves, so then she doesn't need to, but that's the practice of the snuvas. Aval acher tashmish, hakol tzvich and shnei edem echelav echela. After tashmish, however, the Rambam paskins that a bedika is required. The rive is masig. It's not true. Maybe truly inyan taro, if not truly inyan status labaila. So in Shulchan Aruch here, in Sif Aleph. So again, Rov Anashim Yesh Lahem Vestos, Kol Isha She Yesh Lavest Kavua, Va'al Laha Shalom Bishas Vesta, Ve'ina Tzvicha B'dika Lefnei Tashmish. So if a woman has a vest kavua, so then there's no need for a B'dika Kodim Tashmish. Shalom Bishas Tashmish, Kol Amar Belivda Kareza Mishubakas. But any other time, B'dikos are preferable.
But
you said
we did it last time?
That's from Makaber. Says the Shachar in Sifat and Dalet, that's Shitas Haramba. But according to Rov Poskim, there's no need to be Machmir, not Kodem Tashmish, because of Liva Nokvo. There's no need to be master. So the Rambam writes, "Eim ha'hafmir livdok atzmo lo lefnei tashmish v'lo l'acher tashmish." So there's no need to be machmir for bedika either before or after. And the Chaver sounds like the Rambam that after you should do bedika. Shach says that's only the Rambam. We don't assume the way. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests Sivkati Nitzes. Maybe that's not even what the Chaver meant. Maybe the Chaver meant that if you want to perform a bedika before tashmish, you shouldn't. If you want to perform a bedika l'acher tashmish, even though you don't have to, we're not going to protest, because after all, the Rambam holds that you do need to. So it's not the Mechaber saying that you must perform a bedika l'acher tashmish, it means that you could, because there is at least a shitas Rambam that allows for it. Okay, so we'll talk about bedikos more as we go further in the siman. What we'll focus on for the rest of this chaburah is the other important issue within the question of vestos, which is prisha samach levest. The Gemara says over here on Samach Gimel on the days, parallel Gemara and Shavuos Daf Yechas on the days. The Gemara here nida Samach Gimel on the days. Latanya v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum asam. Mikan Amr of Yirmiya Azhara Livnei Yisrael Sheyifrishu Minashasei and Samach Levestam. So this pasuk served as an Azhara that we must be Poresh from our wives Samach Levestam. Vikama. So for what period must you be Poresh Samach Levestam? Rabba, Ona. For an Ona. The Pashup Shat, Ona means that period of either day or night. So if a woman's vest is during the daytime, so then the onus is that day period. If her vest falls during the nighttime, the onus is that night period. Whereas if my lav onah chwisi, do we mean a separate onah from the onus of vest? Lo, osa onah, the onus of vest itself. So the Gemara here tells us the requirement of prisha samach leves, which means biyom haves. So the Gemara is quoting a pasuk. Pasuk shad, it sounds like this requirement of prisha biyom haves is, or prisha samach leves, is a din d'oraisa, after all, quoting a pasuk. So is that possible that the din of prisha samach leves would be a din d'oraisa, but vestos in general would be a din d'rabbanan? If Rov Rishonim hold that vestos d'rabbanan, it's happy to be that prisha samach leves is a din d'oraisa, and vestos be'etzem are a din d'rabbanan. So there are a number of possible approaches to answer this question. Some of the Rishonim assume that this pasuk is really only an asnachta. The Rizid in the Bali Nefesh, the Rashi and the Torah Tobias, they assume that the pasuk is only an asmachta, and really the din of prisha samach leves is only a din derabanan. And that's how they understand the Gemara in Yevamos samach beis amud beis. The Gemara tells us in Yevamos on samach beis amud beis that hayose lederech tzarech lifka nesishta. Person is about to set out on a journey. Excuse me. He must be poked as ishto. What does that mean? Poked as ishto. So the Rive, the Rashba, and half of the Rishonim understand. Poked as Rashi understands this way as well. The Gemara there in Yevamos. Poked as ishto means betashmish. That if a husband is going to the Gemara there indicates that you have to be poked as ishto, even if it is samach leves. So according to these Rishonim, what's the cheshbon? So even though in general there's an iser prisha samach leves, when it comes to a yosei lederach, since the iser prisha kara leves is only a din derabanan, so we allow for tashmish samach leves for a yosei lederach. So that din derabanan of a yosei lederach chayiv lifkod es ishto knocks off the din derabanan of prisha samach leves. The makom mitzvah lo gazru. That's how the Rive and the Rashba understand the Gemara in Yevamos samach beis, based on their understanding that the whole din of Yizartim is b'nei Yisrael is only an asmachta, and fundamentally prisha samach leves is only a din derabanan. So the Gemara says, "Harotze lase sederek tzarech lifkod es ishto afilu samach levesta." It means tashmish, and that's permissible the makom mitzvah because the general iser of tashmish kodem vest is only a din derabanan anyway. Yeah.
Is it that being used lederek makes the tekiza then a mitzvah? That was the mitzvah that makom mitzvah was other.
The makom mitzvah is the imperative to engage in tashmish before your yosei lederach. Okay, so that's how the Rive, the Rashba, and others learn the Gemara there and the Gemara here. Tosfos there, Yevamos samach beis amud beis divrei maskil chayav lifkod. Tosfos assumes no. Tosfos assumes that pekida there is only divrei ritzoi. Tashmish is aser, because after all, the Yizartim is b'nei Yisrael, there's an iser tashmish samach levest. So it can't be that pekida means tashmish. It must be that pekida only means divrei ritzoi. So it sounds like Tosfos assumes, at first glance, that the din of Yizartim is a din daraisa, so Tosfos can't hold of the equation of the Cheshbon of the Raivit and the Rashba. But since Mizartav is B'nai Yisrael, it's a din, the Araitza, potentially, there is no dispensation for Tashmish Samach Levav even by Yosef Lederach, so must be Chayiv Adam Lifkad as Ishto is only a reference to Divrei Ritzoy. So then what's the Chiddush? So the Bach assumes within that position of Tosfos and within that position of Inatam, must be the Chiddush is that you're Chayiv to do so. Because otherwise, anyway, it would be Mutter. Divrei Ritzoy would be Mutter Samach Levav. Because what's the scope of the prohibition of Chayiv Lifkad Samach Levav? Most Rishonim understand that the Isser is limited to Tashmish. If you saw the Taz here in Sivkatan Gimel, the Taz discusses whether the Isser extends to Chibuk V'Nishuk. So he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen that Chibuk V'Nishuk is Usser. He thinks that the Rashis have the opinion that Chibuk V'Nishuk may be Usser Min Hadin, not only B'Taras Chumra. But most assume that the Chibuk V'Nishuk at best is a Chumra, but Mikra Adin is definitely Mutter. That's Chibuk V'Nishuk. Divrei Ritzoy, presumably everyone should agree, is Mutter. So what does he have to tell you? Chayiv Adam Lifkad as Ishto with Divrei Ritzoy. So it must mean that you're Mechuyev to engage in Divrei Ritzoy. Otherwise it would definitely be Mutter, and the Din of the Gemara is that you're Mechuyev to engage in Divrei Ritzoy. Okay. So again, according to the Rashba and the Ravid, these arguments when they saw Chayiv Adam Lifrosh, Samach Levav, is only a Zinder Rabbanim, the Pasuk says Mishmach the Ba'alma, according to Bein Hatam, it could well be it's an Isser D'Oraisa. So then we'll have to come and explain, if it's an Isser D'Oraisa, what's the calculation that Vest is D'Rabbanim, but Prisha Samach Levav is D'Oraisa, we'll get to that soon. There is an interesting middle position in Rishonim. The Ritva in Shvuas, that Yechasim and Beis, quotes the following from the Ramban. The Ritva in Shvuas, Yechasim and Beis, the Emsa Hadibur Venirali. So he makes the following observation in the name of the Ramban. That we generally assume Chayv Adam Lifrosh Samach Levesta, sorry, Azhar L'Bnei Yisrael Sheyifrishim Nishasein Samach Levesta, what does Samach mean? So the Gemara says Osa Ona. So we generally assume, most Rishonim assume, that means that during the Onas Havest, so you have to be Parish if a woman is Regila Liros every 20 days, so at every 20 day interval, that Ona, that 12 hour period, she has to be Polish for the entirety of that, or he has to be Polish for the entirety of that 12-hour period. The Ritva quotes in the Ramban a different shot. Samach means literally Samach. What does literally Samach mean? So we'll call it Torah Kula. Arve B'sachem Samach L'mincha L'yochel Adam Ad She'yesev. What does Samach L'mincha mean? I'm sorry? So Machlokes Samach L'mincha Dol, Samach L'mincha Tano, Samach means a half hour, right? So here too, Samach means a half hour. So what does that mean? So, min ha-Torah, there is a requirement to be poresh for that half hour before the Shas HaVest. Meaning, if a woman is used to seeing Dan predictably at 12 noon at every 20-day interval, so from 11:30 to 12, on every 20-day interval, she is going to have a Chiyav D'Oraisa, or he will have a Chiyav D'Oraisa of Prisha. And that's what it means, these are the B'nai Yisrael, that there is a requirement, She'ir Frishum Nishosei and Samach Levestam, so Min HaTorah, you have to be Poresh for that 1.5 hour. Midrabanan, so then there's a status of Vest for the entire Ona. So that requirement of keeping a vest for the entire owner, that's a din derabbanan, that's an extra siag. But the actual din deraisa is only applicable to the half hour period right before the shas havest for a woman who predictably sees at a very specific time. Yeah.
What's the svara there that the beforehand would be more chomer, unless we actually believe that it's like that existence? The order means the day or the night period that she normally sees. We're assuming that it's literally that first second that she should see. If she doesn't see then, it should only be there above them.
So the formulation of the Devar B'Shem Rabban is that we're only concerned that she's going to see at that precise point. So you have to, so you have to be reasonably cautious and be parsed for the half hour before that point.
And the reason I'm concerned even though I assume Beth's Kavua would mean that she would see on that day or that Ona for however many times, but now we're not
So according to this, we're talking about a situation where there's a very specific time that she is Regila Liros. That's what the Ritva says. There is a similar but not identical position in the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah in the Vedic Abayas on Daf Dalet in our pagination. So he has the following position. That again, let's say a woman is regila liros consistently at 12 noon. So let's say, for argument's sake, that that day Nate is at 6 and Shki is at 6. So she's regila liros at 12 noon. So min haTorah, the status of vest, as far as the din of prisha, applies from 12 noon till Shki. From that period where she's regila liros, that moment in time where she's regila liros until the end of the day. The earlier period of that day, so there the chiyupishin is the rabbanah. So these artos bnei Yisrael, that refers to the second half of the day, and the additional derabbanan, that applies to the first half of the day as well. So it's a similar position to the ritva, but instead of having a short window beforehand, it's a longer window afterwards.
So you're saying Yudhira Raisa, it's after, and Yudhira is before.
Correct. The Chachmas Adam, without quoting the Rav, basically says the same thing. Binas Adam, Simen Kufkes, Sivkatan Aleph, Binas Adam, Simen Kufkes, Sivkatan Aleph. Abi.
On the red button, are you quoting the Ramban?
Quoting the Ramban.
Ramban. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, back to the position, or the possible position that maybe Tosfos, that the din of Prishta Samach Vest is a din d'oraisa, even though Vest in general are d'rabban. So there's a famous analysis of the Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda is quoted here in part in Pesachei Shuva Sifkatan Gimel. The Noda Behuda, Madura Kama Yerodeya Simen Nun Hei, Madura Kama Yerodeya Simen Nunhei. So he poses the question the way we posed it. How could it be that there's a pasuk Vizartem is b'nei Yisrael, din d'oraisa, prishta samach vest, if vest does in general are d'rabbanan? So the Noda Behuda says as follows. Even if you assume that vest does are d'rabbanan, you still have to acknowledge that there is a notion of a chazaka of Aruch Bizman Abba. And everyone would have to agree that there is a chazaka, there is a presumption that if a woman is regila liros at certain intervals or certain days of the month, there's a presumption on a deraisa level that she's going to see dam on that day. The question is, what is the relative status of that chazaka? Sometimes in halacha we have competing chazakos, or competing principles that we have to analyze their relationship. So Vestos Derabanan is not because we don't believe that there's a chazaka min haTorah that Aruch Bizmanu Iba. Rather, there's a competing cheskas tara. So on the one hand, you have a woman who right now, as of the last moment we were aware, is tahora. So there's a cheskas tara, the cheskas chazaka kamais, if you will, that she is tahara. against the chazaka orach bismano hiba. So Vechus Drabanan says that Min HaTorah, we are mokim her on the chazaka kamaisa, that she is tahora. It doesn't mean that there's no concept or no value or no idea that chazaka orach bismano huba. So therefore, Nazi Huda says that Vestas could be analogous to what the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Kaf Ches has of Shema Meis Lo Chashina and Shema Yamas Chashina. So in the context of a get, the Mishnah says in Yivamas Kaf Ches that if a person sends a get Ayde Shaliach, even if the person is old, under most circumstances, we can assume that the Shaleach is still alive at the time of the Nesiris HaGet, because Shema Meis Lo Chashina. We're not Choshesh if the original Chazaka, the Chazaka Kamaisa, was that the guy's alive, so absent any contrary information, you have the right to assume excuse me, that the guy is still alive. However, Shema Yamas Chashinan, but we are Choshesh as far as making a T'nai of some sort regarding something in the future, so then we are sometimes Choshesh, Shema Yamas, that maybe prospectively a person is going to die. So he writes as follows: Me'ata gam gabe isha. The kol isha yesh lo cheskas tara, shrei achshav hi tahora. The lo chayshina shema kvar nitma b'tumas nida. Shezen nega chazaka. So just like we say shema meis lo chayshina, we're not chosheish that he already died. So if the woman presents as tahora, she has a cheskas tara. So we're not chosheish that she already became tamei. Aval ein la'isha chazaka shelo tira nida acharsha, but there's no chazaka that the woman is never going to be roadam. Just like there's no chazaka shelo yamus, Emma's going to die eventually. So there's no chazaka that the woman is not going to see dam at some point in the future. Sherei b'pam achas asidi liris nida, she's definitely going to see dam. Sherei lo diya tahor la'olam. So that's why you're choshesh that she is going to see dam. So as far as, if I ask you at the moment, what is her status? So at the moment, you don't have to be choshesh that she was pure sanida. That's what it means, Vestas Rabbanan. And therefore, if I didn't do Bedika B'yom HaVest, and I did a Bedika later, and she turns out that she's Torah, so I don't have to retroactively be concerned that she actually became Tmei on the Yom HaVest and I didn't realize it. But prospectively, just like Shema Yamas Chashinan, we're also Choshesh that she may become Anida. So to the extent that we're Choshesh that she may become Anida, then you have to be Toresh Samach HaVest. Because I could analyze what happened until now, but I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So because there is a Chazaka Aruch Bismana Huba, and that is a concept that we have to deal with min HaTorah. So therefore, it makes sense that there could be a chiyuv of prishut samach leves min HaTorah, even though Vesas HaDerabanan. Vesas HaDerabanan means that at the moment, until I know that she's pure sanida, I don't have to be choshesh that she just now is pure sanida. But at the same time, I do have to be choshesh b'yom HaVest that she is going to be roeh in the very near future. So that's how you could have a situation or position that Vesas Derabanan, but Prisha Samach Leves is the Araisa. Okay, that's the analysis of Nod Behuda, quoting her Piskei Shuvah, Sif Katan Gimel. Reb Chaim has a somewhat similar, not the same, but a somewhat similar analysis, the Das HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Yisui B, a Perek Dal at Alocha Yudbeis, Asher lo le'adam sheyavo al ishto samach levesta. The person is not allowed to be bo'el samach levesta. Shema tira dam b'shaf tashmish,
Shenemar vizartemet b'nei yisrael mitumasam. So he quotes the Din of the Gemara, and he quotes the Pasuk. Perek Dalet Halacha Yabez. So Pashup Shat, Rambam sounds like it's a Din d'oraisa. I mean, the Rambam has no qualification, Divrei Sofer, no, he just quotes the Pasuk. So in a vacuum, you'd assume that the Rambam is reflecting a Din d'oraisa. Magen Mishnah here writes, no, it's only an Asmachta of Alma. And the Rambam really holds that Prisha Samach Haves is a Din Rabbanim. But if you read the Rambam in a vacuum, it sounds like Prisha Samach Haves is a Din D'oraisa. So Chaim writes that B'das HaRambam, it must be, even if you hold that Vestos D'Rabbanan, it doesn't mean that it's a Vest Min HaTorah. But after all, aside from the Rambam over here, that Pashtub Shad seems to indicate Prisha Samach Haves is a Din D'oraisa, the Rambam's whole concept of how do we calculate Yemei Ziva and Yemei Nida, going back to the first Chabura, is predicated on a notion of Vestos. And the Rambam's whole calculation is based on the normal time that a woman sees. So there's clearly a notion of Vestos min HaTorah. So the Reb Chaim explains that there is a notion of Vestos min HaTorah, but that doesn't mean that all cautionary measures need to be taken prospectively in the same way. Meaning, the analogy is as follows, that there's a concept of a Shor Muad. So a Shor Muad, if a Shor Muad is Nogeach, so then the consequences of that Negicha are that of a Shor Muad. But if you have a Shor that is prone to be Nogeach, there's no status prior to the actual Negicha. Aside from whatever Chiyuv Shmira there are, there's no notion of Chayshinan that he is going to be Nogeach before he's Nogeach. But once he's Nogeach, so that is a Negicha of a Shor Muad. So by Vestos, it is true, there is a concept of a Vest, which means that there is a likelihood, a presumption that a woman is going to see Dam on the Yom HaVest. And that is not unpredictable, which explains how the Gemara in Shavuos indicates that if a person is indeed Boel B'Yom HaVest, and then it turns out that she was just pure Sanida, then he is Chayiv Achatas. Why is he Chayiv Achatas? Isn't that Ones? There's no Chayiv Achatas from Ones. But no, that's not Ones, that's Chogeg, because there's a has to be a realization that a woman B'Yom HaVest is prone to seeing Dam. So even if certain applications of Vestos are derabbanan as far as the post-game analysis, if a woman didn't perform a bedika, then how do we analyze her status retroactively once she does perform a bedika? That may be derabbanan. But the notion that there is a Vest, it's clearly a notion in a Torah, and then it's conceivable that Prisha Samach Haves to be a Din D'oraisa as well. The Aruch HaShulchan attempts to prove from a number of Rishonim that Prisha Samach Haves is indeed a Din D'oraisa. So if you look in the first 12 or so Se'ifim of the Aruch HaShulchan Siman, he goes through some of the Rishonim and tries to fit the Behuda's analysis into those Rishonim. But l'halacha, we seem to assume in Shulchan Aruch that even Prisha Samach Haves is a Din D'Rabbanan. So that's what the Shach writes here in Sifkat and Hay, that this Din of Prisha Samach Haves is a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Badi Shulchan points out, and the Shach writes that again in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, the Din here in Sif Dalid is that if a woman is regil liros b'hanet. The women, generally speaking, see dam around nates. But she's not sure if it's before nates or after nates. So she only has to treat the daytime after nates as the period of the vest, not the nighttime. Shach explains, because vestus is only a din derabanan, so then we're makel on a safek. Even though the Shach also writes that l'chachila should be machmir, but makel a din, because vestus is only derabanan, we treat that as a safek. Vada Shulchan points out here on page Zion, you see this also in Simen Kuf Pei Tes. If you look in Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Kav Zayin. Se'im Kuf Pei Tes Se'if Kav Zayin. I don't know if I shall know anymore. Do you all have any computers? First day, I said, why don't you bring a Shulchan Aruch with them? So it says that if a woman becomes a bas mitzvah and you determine that she doesn't have simanim, so we still treat her as a katana. So the Gaon explains over here in Sifkat the Mem, that's because that's after Rabbanim. If Vestas were the right age, then maybe she had Simanim and then they fell off. And because Vestas only the Rabbanon, so then you could be Mako, and if she doesn't have Simanim, you can still treat her as a Katana. But be that as it may, sounds like we generally assume that the Din of Prisha Sama Pavest is a Din de Rabbanon. Okay, the Beis Yosef here quotes from the Ur Zeruah, the position that is known as the Or Zeruah Vest. So the Or Zeruah writes in Chelek Aleph Simen Shin and Ches, Chelek Aleph Shin and Ches, quoting from the Rabbi Yah, as follows. Mariavi Avi Ezri Amrli, the Mariavi Ezri Amrli, Sheregilim Lifrosh Samach Levesta Kavdal Shos. That the practice was to be parish not only for the vest itself, not only for the onus of vest itself for that 12-hour period, but for the preceding 12-hour period as well. Regil and Lifrosh, son of Levesto Kafdal and Shos. So that lashon of Regilim sounds like he's reflecting a minhag, not that this is required Mikra Din, but there's a minhag to be machmir, to be parish, not only during the vest itself, not only during the onus of vest itself, but in the previous ona as well. The Magi on the bottom of the Torah points out that mashmos of the lashon of regila. The Shach here, the Nekuda Fakasef, thinks that this Or Zeruah may be based on an Ikar Adin consideration. Shach thinks that's based on the Gemara that we started with, the Gemara on Samach Gimel on the days, and the Shach will tell you what it follows. The Kama, how much that could be parish, Amar Rava Ona. My love Ona Kri. He says, doesn't that mean an additional Ona? Lo Osa Ona. No, that Ona itself. The Shach understood within the Or Zeruah that if you're regila liros at a specific time during the day, so then you only have to be parish that ona, not the previous ona. But if you're regila liros at any time during the day, so then that whole day, that whole ona, sorry, if you're regila liros any time during that ona, So that ona itself is the vest, and the previous ona is samach vest. Meaning, if you're regil liros every day at 12, every time at 12 noon, so that the period of that ona is referred to as samach vest, because the vest itself is noon, and the rest of that day from Nathan on is samach vest. But if you're regil liros any time during the daytime, so you can't call that samach vest, that's the vest itself. So samach vest must be the previous ona. That's the Shach's analysis of the Ozeruah, why the Shach thinks that the Ozeruah may be based on an Ikarid in consideration and not just a Chumrah.
Was it pretty stupid and not before that?
Yeah, the night before. So the Taz here at Tzipkat and Beis writes that we don't assume like the Ozeruah, and you shouldn't be mocking something that's Mefurish B'Gemara L'Hakel, especially since that's the Sardar Rabbanan. So says the Torah Tashlamim. And the Bach and the Shach write that it's appropriate to be Machmir. In the Kitzur book, they say that there are different practices. You should consult your rabbi. Our Kabbalah is that we're not Machmir for the Orthru of S so much, but Nar Nahar Upashte.
Is it a fine practice?
People don't really know how to practice anymore. So some say that it's the whole discussion is only relevant for Ves Kavua, not by Ves Shena Kavua. They quote that some are Machmir by Ves Shena Kavua. There's a Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Forst, in the footnote quotes the Shubas Chasam Sofer. It's somewhat unclear how Chasam Sofer is Machmir, but it's somewhat unclear what the scope is, how far he goes. But that's a further discussion, meaning, strictly speaking, what we're talking about till now is primarily about a Ves Kavua, even though the application, even, let's say like this, even if Prisha Samach Leves is a Din D'Oraisa, when it comes to a Ves Sheina Kavua, it's presumably only a Din D'Rabbanan, even though I think it was Rabbi Karp, but some of the Kitzur Svarim pointed out that if you read the Ra'ah carefully, there's a mashmah from the Ra'ah not the way, that maybe even by Ves Sheina Kavua is a Din D'Oraisa. But the Pashup Shad is that even if Prisha Samach Leves is a Din D'Oraisa, that's only by a Ves Kavua, not by a vest she'eino kavua. Okay, we'll stop here.